Amos chapter 2. Etched in my memory of my dear grandmother are many scenes of her compassion for others. Close to her home, a rather large family lived in poverty. A family of very few resources and a very bad reputation. However, every Saturday, my grandmother baked homemade pizzas and took them to her needy neighbors. How sad is it that within the people of Israel, there were rich people who abused the less fortunate. They didn't just exploit them. They also looked down on them. For this reason, God denounces their sins. In addition to committing immoral acts, they perverted justice by accepting bribes and sold into slavery the poor who can't repay their debts. They trade them for a pair of shoes. They trample the poor in the dust and kick aside the meek. We must learn to consider people less in the light of what they do or fail to do, and more in the light of what they suffer. It is not just about helping the needy, but also about protecting the dignity of others by treating with respect those who, however humble their work may be in the eyes of others, make our lives more pleasant. Let's surprise someone today by expressing gratitude with expressions of kindness, respect, and practical gifts, because beyond helping them, we will be restoring their dignity.